WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, mindfulness meditation techniques for beginners. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts racing, worries swirling, that constant internal chatter? Yeah, me too. But the good news is, we can learn to tame that wild beast with some simple mindfulness practices. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden. Sometimes it's beautiful and flourishing, but other times it's overrun with weeds. Mindfulness meditation is like weeding that garden, clearing out the clutter so you can see the good stuff growing. Now, I know what you're thinking. Meditation? Sounds super zen, way too intense for me. Don't worry, I got you. We're not talking about becoming a guru overnight or sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting mantras. Although if that's your thing, rock on. This is about bringing a little calm and focus into your everyday life, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. So, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Here are 5 key takeaways to kickstart your mindfulness journey. 1. Start small. Don't pressure yourself into hour-long meditations right away. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Think of it like building muscle. You wouldn't go from couch potato to marathon runner overnight, would you? Same goes for meditation. 2. Focus on your breath. Your breath is your anchor in the present moment. When thoughts wander, and they will, gently bring your attention back to your inhale and exhale. It's like a mental reset button. Ever notice how when you're really stressed, your breath gets shallow? Consciously taking deep breaths can actually calm your nervous system and help ease anxiety. 3. Embrace the wandering mind. Seriously, don't beat yourself up when thoughts pop up. Meditation isn't about having a completely blank mind. It's about acknowledging those thoughts and letting them pass without judgment. Imagine your thoughts like clouds. They come and go, but you're not defined by them. 4. Be patient and kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. Some days will be easier than others. If you find yourself getting frustrated, take a break and try again later. Remember, you're learning something new. Be patient with yourself like you would be with a good friend. 5. Make it a habit. Consistency is key. Try to meditate at the same time each day, even if it's just for a few minutes. You can make it part of your morning routine, before bed, or during your lunch break. Over time, it will become a natural part of your self-care ritual. Alright, let's paint a picture with a real-world example. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, feeling the classic road rage bubbling up. You're honking, muttering to yourself, and seriously considering a detour into a nearby bakery for a stress-induced donut. We've all been there. But what if you took a deep breath? What if instead of getting angry at the situation, you used that moment to practice mindfulness? Focus on your breath, notice the sounds around you, the cars honking, the birds chirping, if you're lucky, the faint smell of exhaust fumes. This can actually help calm your nervous system and shift your perspective from frustration to acceptance. You might even feel a little sense of peace amidst the chaos. So, remember these key takeaways. Start small, focus on your breath, embrace those wandering thoughts, be patient with yourself, and make it a habit. Mindfulness meditation isn't just about achieving some zen-like state, it's about bringing more awareness and calm into your everyday life. It's about learning to navigate the ups and downs with more grace and resilience. And guess what? You've got this. Start small, be kind to yourself, and you'll be amazed at the difference it can make. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to meditation? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with a friend who might benefit, and join us again tomorrow for another dose of Overthinking Cure. Take care, everyone, and stay curious.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.